Subject, totally confused. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating this guy for the past couple of months. We actually moved in with each other. He is married and expecting a baby. His wife does not live in the same state that we're in. At the beginning of this relationship, we had discussed the what ifs, but we decided to take it day by day. Well, we moved in together and it's complicated. He flies out to see his wife and the wife wants to come to the state that we're in, but he does not want that and neither do I. The problem that I have is that we've gotten so close and he told me that he loved me. I am starting to fall in love with him, but I know that there is no future in this relationship. This is the best relationship that I have had. I am so confused.
Oh.
This is a crazy letter. You've known a guy for 2 months and you guys move in. You don't even love this guy. If this nothing relationship is the best you've ever had, then you've got to ask yourself, why is this? I mean, who are you? I just have to ask you that. And don't you know that this is wrong? Well, if you don't know, this is, because in the letter, it doesn't seem like you know that this is just not right. You don't move in with a married man. You don't move in with any man after 2 months, let alone a married man. Nothing good can come out of this relationship. You're playing with a dangerous game, potentially deadly game here. You are living in a house with a married man. You said you discussed the what ifs. Well, here's a what if for you. What if his wife decides to surprise him one day and walk in on you guys? All right, did you discuss that what if? I mean, you haven't thought any of this out, have you? How in the world did he get you to agree to something like this, to move in with him after 2 months and he's married? I just have to just say this to you. Pack up your bags immediately and move out of this house. Pack up and get out. All right. This is crazy. You cannot be stupid in this situation. So I just wanted to clear up some of the confusion for you. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. And you could get killed. All right.
I can tell you by surprise. I'm
just saying. Steve.
Yeah. There's so much wrong with this letter. First of all, you know, It started off like we were going to feel sorry for you because you got caught up in another lying man who was married and didn't tell you. But that's not the case. You knew going in that the dude was married and his wife was expecting and she lives in another state. You went into this knowing. So there is no sorriness for you. And I don't know what you expect me or Shirley to tell you. But do let me say this. His wife does not live in the same state that we are in. At the beginning of this relationship, we had discussed the what ifs, but we decided to take it day by day. Okay, the what ifs. Okay, let me ask you something. After y'all discuss the what ifs, what y'all say? Because I'm trying to figure out how you all discussed the what ifs, and then after discussing all the what ifs, y'all went forward with this. Okay, are you leaving your wife? Probably not. How long, how many months is your wife expecting? Does your wife know about me? Probably not. Suppose I get pregnant. We'll just take that day by day. What's going to happen when the baby's born? What are you going to do as the father and the husband? I don't know. I probably have to move on back over there or they move in here. Mm. What if things get a little more? Suppose I get pregnant. I don't know. What else was y'all two idiots discussing? And that made y'all go, okay, all right, we didn't discuss the what ifs. And most of the what ifs in this is all wrong. After you discuss all of the what ifs, what made y'all move in together? I have to assume that we're talking about two real life idiots here.
Right, Steve.
I mean, that's the only thing I can. We got to be talking. The two of you are just two of the most airhead ass people that ever sat down and had a damn discussion. And both y'all so stupid that you didn't know that the other one was stupid. Because once you sit down and what if this situation, none of the what ifs is good. And it's just crazy. You moved in with a dude you ain't knew but a couple of months. It's one thing to have sex with a guy that you ain't knew but a couple of months. You done moved him in.
Woo!
But he married and he's expecting a baby. Who are you? It just don't make no damn sense.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.